Hey, what about the bump? Is it tomorrow night we're hearing this?
Tomorrow night, yeah.
Wow. It's going to build and build and build. So saturation coverage in the media still continues. Mm-hmm. The debate continues and rages along. Have you changed your mind at all, having listened to the likes of Matthews and others speak on this? Lethal Lee, I'm talking about.
I've been interested in where some of the coaches have gone with the discussion about where we're headed.
Ken Hunter suggesting you've got to make some adjustments.
Yeah, I think there will be adjustments made. Mm. My view about what took place hasn't changed, but I've been interested in what people have been saying about where they think the game will be in 10 years' time.
Kane Corn said,
and I've adjusted where I thought the game might be in 10 years' time by listening to what others have been saying about that.
On the Monday microscope, Kane Corn's mentioned about marking, remember?
Mm.
And I called it alarmist nonsense.
Mm.
Well, I couldn't have been stronger at the time, and I still think it is, but it's not nonsense anymore.
Mm.
There will come a time, depending on what happens and the way we're going, where you will not be able to raise your knee in a marking contest.
Right. You think that's where we're headed?
Well, when
how do you do that?
When
though?
Kane suggested that to me, I said, "Are you joking?"
Right.
That's the way I'm reading it. You cannot use your body as a weapon. These are the things that are being said at the moment. You can't use it as a battering ram. Therefore, if you're going to go on a marking contest, they'll say, "Don't raise your knee."
But will
just run and jump, legs down?
It's hard not to do that. It's hard to take a mark if you think about some of the classical marks that have been taken over the years.
Well, it's hard not to go for the footy quick as well.
Yeah, but are you saying, though, is your...
This is not what I want.
No, I know that. But are you saying that if you inadvertently connect with somebody in the act of marking, you'll be deemed to have been the aggressor?
That's what Kane floated.
I know that's
what
he did.
And I said it's nonsense. I don't think it's as nonsensical as perhaps it
I hope we don't. You know what? I think it is nonsense, because I think when we start to do that, and you know what happens when you start having these discussions and you start making these changes, there's degrees, right?
Mm.
And you creep. Creep, and then you creep a bit further, and then you creep a bit further, and then you creep a bit further, and then ultimately where we will end up is a non-contact sport completely. And that will be the end of AFL football.
At the core of all of this is what?
At the core of all this is the protection of the head.
That's right.
I understand that. So, but the fundamental... The fundamental part of the game is win the ball, go for the ball.
You and I are in violent agreement.
I understand that. But if what I'm saying is...
It's being challenged, right? The fundamental premise of being able to go and get the ball is being challenged right now.
Yes, that is true. And we will end up without a game. Well, it won't be anything that we recognise as AFL football.
Well,
and that person might be right. It's going to be like Gaelic football sooner rather than later. You might well be right. And if we do that then... Do we not just say, okay, well, the ball bounces in odd directions. Why don't we just simplify that and turn it into a circle?
It becomes a benign game.
Mm.
And it's not a benign game. It is a pretty violent game by its very nature.
That's sad. That is sad.
It is a contest.
That is sad. We have got a unique, great game.
But Tim, when I read...
An indigenous game.
When I read things such as, he ran too quickly at the ball...
Mm.
Well, that's what I'm reading at the moment. His decision from 20 metres away to run fast to win the ball was the wrong decision. That when I hear that, I have the concern, the grave concern.
You know what? It is sad. It is sad that is going to be the case.
Well, it depends.
I think you're right. No, I think you're right. I think that's where we're headed.
What happens if the tribunal come back today and say... who do we know who's sitting tomorrow night, please? I'm sure we'll have those names. So whoever it is, might be David Neitz, it might be Wayne Henwood, might be, you know, those three boys come back and say, not guilty, play on. Mm. Are the AFL then going to change the rules? That's the question for me.
But what about, rather than change the rules, okay, you and I are in agreement about the modification around head knock and trauma and that type of thing and taking out knocks that have been acceptable in the past and making them no longer acceptable. But the fact is, it is and always has been a contact sport.
Yes, but...
Are we saying in the future, if we project ourselves, say, for 25, 50 years, there'll be no contact sports left in the world?
All of these things are being under heavy consideration because of the instance of head knock, concussion, and the financial ramifications as well as the well-being of the participants. There is huge, huge concern from governing bodies about litigation and their liabilities.
I understand that. But so you think that's where we're headed, though, ultimately? Even in basketball, like there's sort of a pullback in certain instances in basketball, the way that that's been officiating. But you've still got this really violent game called the NFL that's being played.
Is that going to be under some pressure?
Well, it has to be. It has to be.
Well, they've already paid out billions with a no-fault. How long do you reckon that's going to last? If you can still, you know, the violent nature of that sport.
It's a really interesting conversation. So down the track, 25 to 50 years' time, there may not be. Our view might be. The creeping assessment of this is that there may not be any real contact sports played anywhere in the world.
We'll continue to discuss. It's a very, very hot topic, and the case tomorrow night, I know everyone says the most hotly anticipated, and it certainly was last time when the Holman tackle one wasn't that hotly anticipated. It was just about, this has got precedent, precedent set all over it. So
we've been called drama queens here.
That's all right. People can think that.
Archie.
We're reading the play, Archie.
Archie, we're trying to read the play.